San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, January 22nd, 2023. Today's lesson is Singing with Gratitude by Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning.
I cannot say how perfect perfect is the only word I have for this. The meditation that Noble Benning, RSCP, gave us this morning, and that song, Thank You, by Maverick City. So let us take one moment before we get started. And let us give thanks. Let us give thanks for Deontay and his family. Let us give thanks for his grandmother that made her transition on Friday. Let us give thanks for the life that she lived as she expressed the divine within here on earth. As she loved and cared for and gave wisdom to and guidance to and shared love and joy with her family. For it is her family that has taken these gifts she gave them and shared those same gifts with others throughout their lives and continue to do so. And so I say that all is perfect. And as we each go through those emotions of loss that we feel in our lives, let us always remember that we are simply changing our relationship with that self-same person that no longer graces our physical presence. They are still here. They never went anywhere. For each one is a spiritual, immortal being tied so deeply within our hearts that there is no separation. And so it is.
So it is.
There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call that God, the living spirit almighty. Other people may call it other things, spirit, the one, the truth, the source, the creator. But to me, God is the living spirit almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we all live and move and have our being. So right now we are in the presence of this one power. We are in the presence of this one presence. We are in and using the infinite intelligence. And we are always still one with those that we have loved and that we still love. Those who are physically present and those with whom we have crafted a new relationship. I know this because it's all God. It's all God. And I am so grateful for having this teaching that put the depths of my feelings and my knowings and my intuitions into words. There's something very deep within us that we know, but we don't always have the vocabulary for it. There's that inner knowing that when we wake up, we are grateful to be alive. Say, hey, it's a great morning. I'm here. Right? And we need to learn the words for what are we grateful to or for. We are grateful for that life source within us, that animating factor. The divine within, the kingdom of heaven within. And there are so many terms and so many organizations that put out different terms, that put out different concepts of what we call God or the universe. And we get to seek them out and find out which one resonates within. What is it that is of the same chord, the same music, the same feeling, the same lightness of being? What is that? And that is truth. So when you feel the truth, you know, because it feels like home. Meister Eckhart, the 14th century mystic, said, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough." He was right. And we get to be thankful all the time. The Bible tells us, in everything, give thanks. It tells us that God is in everything. What looks good and what doesn't look good. In the flower and the fertilizer, because it takes the fertilizer to allow the flower to grow. So we need to be thankful for everything, absolutely everything that has occurred in our lives up until this moment. Be grateful for all of it, because that's what it took to get you here. And I am thankful. I will admit that when I was going through some of the things in my life, it was hard to be grateful. But as I matured, I saw that in order to learn what I needed to know, in order to move to my next experience of personal growth, I needed that fertilizer so I could flower, or so I could at least become a stalk with buds on it that could then flower as I continue to nurture that which is within. Every one of us does that. You may not have thought that that's what you're doing, but that's exactly what you're doing. You're understanding that you could not be here today without every crappy thing that happened to you in your life. But you don't have to relive them. Say, I'm grateful that I learned and moved on from that crappy thing that happened in my life. Or that list of crappy things that happened in my life. Our icon today is a meme, and I don't know who wrote it, but it was beautiful and it spoke to me. It says, "Gratitude is the language of our souls singing out to the rest of the universe." Gratitude is the language of our souls singing out to the rest of the universe. There's another meme that I love music, right? I absolutely have music within me. And that's, I resonate with music. That's why I like live instruments and to go to the symphony live when you can feel the resonance of the instruments in the room. You can feel that vibration moving in and through you. So this meme is, to learn music is to learn a whole new language. Now take that literally and figuratively. Because literally, language or music is a language of its own. You see notes on song sheets. Each one of those means something unique. Think about the term we have heard, a choir of angels. And you wonder, well, what would a choir of angels sound like? There was a choir of angels singing this morning. There was a choir of angels singing here live as we sang our community song. We are a choir of angels. Each of us are angels to each other. An angel is a messenger, a bringer of good news. How many people have you in your life shared something important with, shared good news, shared joy, shared a happy memory? Countless. Because when you share, you're not just sharing with the person in front of you. They then go on to share what they gained from that experience. And then they share. It's like Joe Namath. They tell two friends, and then they tell two friends, and then they tell two friends. And then you've got a whole screen of people, little teeny tiny people, who told two friends. Everything you say, everything you sing is a gift. You are sharing in that language of gratitude. The gratitude being the language of our souls. We have music in our hearts and in our souls. Why? Because everything's energy. Energy vibrates. We have energy, we are vibrating. We have these frequencies, we have these tones, we have these resonances. It's all within us. We have that inner knowing. We don't have to sing a known song according with somebody else's prescribed notes and lyrics, music and lyrics, no. We hum, we whistle. That stuff's unscripted. That's just your song moving out into the universe. And people who hear that are touched at a very deep level. Years ago when I was in school, they taught music at the elementary schools. They also taught it at the junior high and high school. When my kids were in school, they had very limited musical instrument instruction, but they still had a choir. What we did for my son was we put him into a local community band. And Del Schrader is the band leader. She's got this kids band. And she teaches the instruments and the kids play and they have recitals. But what they're doing is they are learning a new language. The universe is math. The universe is science. The universe is fractals. It is sacred geometry. It is color. It is vibration. It is sound. It is all kinds of different things. The universe has all of these things. It has music. Long time ago, I found this Why Music put out by a group of music teachers who were concerned that we are no longer teaching music in our schools. And the argument against having music was, oh, well, it's music. Well, kids don't need to learn music. There's a scientific reason they do. Music is a science. Music is mathematics. Music is a foreign language. Music is history. Music is physical education. Think about it. You've got marching bands. You've got rock stars. I mean, if they're not, you know, exercising when they're jumping around the stage, whew. There's movement of moving your bow, of beating your drum, of pulling your arms with your trombone. And there's breath control. Breath control. These are all physically helping your body with music. Music develops insights and it demands research. It demands research. Music is all of these things, but most of all, music is art. And that's why these teachers teach music. Not because they expect the student to major in music. Not because they expect the student to play or sing all of their life. But so that they will be human. So that they will recognize beauty. So they will be closer to an infinite beyond this world. So they'll have something to cling to. So they'll have more love, more compassion, more gentleness, more good. In short, so they will have more life, a greater experience of life. And that's huge. Now this year, our theme is living life wholly. And so that's helping us to wholly embrace the music in our soul. Every time we sing or we play music, we are an outward expression of spirit, of that spirit within, that God within. And we are resonating with the very life of the universe. We are celebrating, praising, being grateful for our oneness in, through, and as the living spirit almighty. You know, there's something else we always do with gratitude besides sing, make music, allow our souls to sing. With gratitude, we do spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. The Bible tells us over and over and over, ask in faith, believing, and it is already done. And to give thanks as if it is already ours, because it is. It is already ours. Ernest Holmes, the founder of the religious science movement and the author of the Science Mind textbook, opened his radio broadcast with the statement, "There's a power for good in the universe, greater than you are, and you can use it. That power is within." And one of the very basic tenets of our Science of Mind philosophy is our scientific method of prayer, a treatment that would produce healing when used. Ernest wrote, "The realization of the presence of God is the most powerful healing agent known." Well, yeah. I'll go with that. Now, several years later, the education department of Holmes' original Institute of Religious Science created a guideline for treatment, and Dr. Holmes approved of it. It included 5 steps, and it has been a part of our teaching ever since that time. So spiritual mind treatment is based on spiritual principles and the understanding that spirit's omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence is a realization of man's unity with spirit. Some people call this affirmative prayer. The difference being you speak it out, name it and claim it, as opposed to may I please. Because when you go with the may I please, it's like you're speaking to something separate from you. And there is no separation. There is only unification. The Science of Mind textbook says, since some people have been healed through prayer while others have not, the answer is not that God has responded to some and not to others, but that some have responded to God more than others. Their prayer, their thought, has responded by corresponding. The answer to every prayer is in the prayer. So what is a prayer? A prayer is a movement of thought within the mind of the one praying, along a definite line of meditation that is for a specific purpose. Now, thank you is a prayer. And that is for a specific purpose, to be grateful for all that is. But in Science of Mind, we teach focused prayer. Science of Mind textbook says, prayers which are effective, no matter whose prayers they may be, are effective because they embody certain universal principles which, when understood, can be consciously used. And they tell us, and we know, if God ever answered prayer, he always answers prayer. This is not a pick and choose. Oh, I like this prayer. I don't like that prayer. Oh, I don't think this person should have that. Oh, hey, let's give, that's a good idea though, what they asked for. Let's give it to somebody else. No, that's not how the universe works. The universe always says yes. Yes, because of the power that is in the words. The Bible in James chapter 5, verse 15 says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up." Well, what is the prayer of faith?
I'm glad you asked.
There are five steps to spiritual mind treatment, and they're ordered in a manner that deepens the awareness of the one praying in such a way that treatment is a powerful affirmation of universal spiritual principles that lead to the fulfillment and demonstration of the purpose of the treatment. I have a handout on the community table that shows the five steps of spiritual mind treatment. They are recognition, where we recognize the one power and the one presence of God, the living Spirit Almighty. Unification, where we acknowledge that we are one with and as that power and presence. The realization, that's where we make real that which we desire. We name it and claim it. Thanksgiving is being grateful that it is already done. And release is letting go and letting all concerns flow away, leaving them to this higher power within. And that's faith, when we let go. There is a simple method of remembering these five steps that, and you can use them to ask yourself a question based on the initial letter of each step. R-U-R-T-R. Rurter. No, that's not the easy way to remember. The easy way to remember is, are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive? Because using spiritual mind treatment, using affirmative prayer, is knowing that you are going to receive that which you request. These five steps, recognition, unification, realization, thanksgiving, and release, build upon each other. Each step needs all the previous steps in order to make sense of anything. I mean, you can start out saying, I let go. I release it. I release it to the Spirit. Well, what are you releasing? So let's start with the first step, recognition. If there is not a God, if there is not a spiritual power, why would you pray? There exists a higher power. We see evidence of it all over. So the first thing we need to do is recognize, hey, there's a spiritual power. There's a power for good greater than me, and I can use it. Then there's the unification. The reason we can use this power is because we are one with this power, one with this presence. That which is within us is a part of the universal power that we call Spirit, that we call God, the living Spirit Almighty. So the same power that is in the Word of the Divine is the same power that we use when we speak our word. The third step is realization, believing it's already yours. Ask in faith, believing, and it is done unto you. So we don't say, okay, I want to ask for. No. We look at what it is, and we know that by asking in faith, believing, then it is already done to us. So we name it and we claim it with affirmations. First person, present tense. I am healthy. I am wealthy and wise. I am. I have. And then you name what it is. You are claiming it with the power of the word that is God's word moving through you. That's the authority. You have that authority, and you need to be positive, be direct with what you want, with what you choose, with what you understand is already promised to you. And then thanksgiving, being grateful, because we understand that everything we spoke about in the realization stage is already done in spirit, and we get to see it manifest, we are grateful. We are saying, thank you. I just named it and claimed it. Thank you. It's mine. It's mine. And then we release. When we release, we are letting go of doubt. Like, oh, maybe I'll get it. Maybe, perhaps, if I do something good for somebody else, maybe I'll get it. No. Faith. You have spoken your word and expressed your gratitude. And now, hands off. It's already done. You don't need to tinker with it. I usually tell the story of the little girl with the doll. She has a broken doll. She takes it into her dad, and she says, Daddy, will you fix my doll? And he says, sure. Give it to me. No, I need to hold her. Well, if you don't let go, I can't fix it. So the little girl needs to have faith that her dad is going to fix this doll for her. We need to express our faith by not filling our minds with doubt and worry. Why worry? We use this form of prayer with intention, absolute intention. Intention. In fact, we do it annually as a spiritual center. Over here on the community table, we still have the forms for the affirmative prayer for 2023, the process that we did. And so you can go ahead, if you haven't done it yet, go ahead and pick out a form. And if you need help, come to one of our clergy and we will help you with that. And then you self-address the envelope, seal the form in it, and leave it with us so that we can pray on it and know the truth of it and you all year long. So here's a simple example of a spiritual mind treatment. And I'm going to show you the hand signs with it. Okay, recognition, thumbs up, hand in a circular motion, move it around. God is all there is. We're making a big circle. Okay, unification. Put your index and your thumb together in front of your face. I am one with God. See that touching? I am one with God. I am one with God. Then realization, where we name it and claim it. You take your index and your thumb, your index finger and your thumb, and you point to your temple. I know and accept for myself. I know. And remembering that you're unified with God by your index and your thumb together, and that it is God's word that you are speaking. It is Spirit's word. It is the word of the universe, the word of truth, the word of all power. The fourth step, I am thankful. So we put our hands in front of us, in front of our chest, like praying hands. And then release is where we release the words into the law. And what we do is we throw up our hands in the air. I release. And visualize, if you need to, that the powerful words that you have spoken have just flown out into the universe and are being acted upon. In everything, give thanks. We are singing with gratitude all day, all night, with every breath you breathe in, you breathe out. That's rhythm, that's vibration. Everything is a song, everything is music, everything is the truth of your wholeness. We are living life wholly this year, in a holy, holy way. I thank you for your time and for your attention. Namaste.